If you want to turn, we're going to start John the 14th chapter. While you're turning, I'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we count a privilege to be in your house. Thank you again for your goodness. Thank you for the beautiful day. Thank you for the safe travels. Thank you, Lord, for health. Thank you for an opportunity to come together and be able to encourage one another through song and through words, that you can strengthen us, that we might make heaven our home. Now help us, I pray, in the preaching of your word. Guide our mind, our thoughts, and our words. But more than that, we earnestly desire the presence of the Holy Spirit, that you would attend to the hearts that's here. Take your word by your Spirit, liven it to their hearts to do good. And we'll give you the praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We live in a time of turmoil. Well, maybe you don't. I live in a time of turmoil. What seems like everything going on in the world, everything going on in our country, and then everything in life just seems to be in a turmoil sometimes. When I look around, there is unrest everywhere. People aren't satisfied. You know, we're in one of the best financial times in the history of mankind. We are. Yep. And I know it's precarious, and I know it's not everything what it ought to be. But life's good, folks, in a lot of ways. And yet, there's immense dissatisfaction all around us. Yep. Amen? People are filled with fears of everything, yep, everywhere. And one of the sad things is that Christians are much removed from that. Our lives aren't much removed from the unrest and the dissatisfaction and fears that seems to have gripped our society. One of the greatest promises of knowing God is peace. It is repeated over and over and over again in the Bible. One of the greatest promises is peace. John 14 and 27 for our text. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus here is promising this is right as he's departing. This is he's getting ready to go back to heaven, facing crucifixion and then return to heaven. And he said, "My peace I leave with you." His promise of what he was leaving with us was peace.
Yes.
Peace is an awesome blessing. Do you know that? Peace is an awesome blessing.
Yes.
It's one of God's blessings to His children. And we can experience it in a greater way than most of us are. Amen?
Yes.
Peace is that state of quiet, tranquility. It's a cessation of hostilities, a freedom from agitation and disturbance, a calm. Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants peace. Everybody wants peace on the inside. Everybody wants peace on the outside. Nobody in the right mind can desire to have a calm and a peace within them and a calm and a peace around them. What disturbs us is when we're unsettled inside and our relationships are disturbed or we're fearful on the outside. Amen? That's what makes life uncomfortable.
Yes.
Amen. Everybody wants peace. Well, how do we get there? That's the question, right? How do we get there? I want to study with you this morning the path to peace. None of this is new. None of this is profound. And yet it is the path laid out in God's Word how to genuinely experience peace inside and out. First of all, I'm going to start by saying peace is a gift from God. Amen? It ain't something you can work up to. It ain't something to be attained in that way. It is a gift from God.
Amen.
Psalms 29:11. The Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace Himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Peace is a gift of God. It's something God imparts to us. And by that I mean, it's not something we can work up in and of ourselves by our own efforts. The gift of peace begins with forgiveness.
Yep.
People in this life are never going to experience peace apart from beginning with forgiveness. Amen? That is the starting point. Because the starting point is peace with God. Amen? There is no skipping this. There is no getting back to it. Peace begins with forgiveness. Romans 5:1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I read that because it's by God's grace, through faith, that we experience peace with God.
Amen.
You can't experience real peace with a guilty conscience. You can't. It won't happen for anybody. If they know they're guilty and they're plagued by a guilty conscience, it taints everything inside and out. Amen? The first peace we need is peace with God. That's where it begins, to get our heart and mind settled, peace with God. We begin by seeking God's forgiveness. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes. All of us have done things we should not have done. All of us are guilty before God. And there's only one remedy for that. You can't go back and live it again. You can't go back and do enough good works to overcome it. The only way you can take care of what's wrong in the past is forgiveness.
Amen.
Amen? And here's the good news. It ain't like people's just walking away free from guilt. The price was paid. The price was paid. God just didn't declare it forgiven. Jesus Christ came, suffered, and died for your sin. For your sin. If you don't accept His salvation, He suffered in vain. Because He didn't need to suffer for Himself. He'd done nothing wrong. He shouldn't have had to suffer as the Son of God, as God Himself, as the Creator of the universe. He had no need to suffer. He suffered for you and me. And if we don't accept that, then He suffered in vain. That's the only reason He went through it. The only reason He died. So that you could be forgiven.
Yes.
Amen? Hebrews 10:11. Every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Jesus Christ paid the price.
Yes.
Acts 3:19 says, "Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." This is the beginning point of finding peace, is accepting. One, acknowledging you need forgiveness. Seeking God, asking for forgiveness.
Yes.
Amen. And then accepting God's forgiveness. I see people sometimes go through the steps or through the motion of seeking and asking, but they don't really accept it.
Right.
Amen? Accepting it means it's like a pardon to get out of prison. Amen? You're guilty, you're condemned, but you've been given a pardon to walk out free. Amen? Some people continue to try and carry their own guilt and fix their own stuff. Hey, accept the forgiveness of God.
Amen.
This is where peace comes. That Jesus Christ paid the price for your sins. Romans 3:24. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Accept His forgiveness. For we're saved by grace. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved, through faith. That not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. It's something you just need to seek Him, ask Him, based on the Jesus suffering and death. Accept God's forgiveness for your sins.
Amen.
Isn't it something you can fix? You can't relive it. I know some people, I deal with people, they just determined to fix things themselves. And I'm going to tell you something. Until they find a place of giving it to God and accepting forgiveness, they will not find peace. You want to help somebody? The first step to helping somebody is helping them find peace with God. Amen? Find and accept the forgiveness of God. Accept the free and full forgiveness of God.
Amen.
It's His gift. We didn't earn it. He don't owe it to us. But He's given it to us. He paid the price. It ain't like the price wasn't paid. He paid the price. He didn't have to die. He didn't have to. Only our need of salvation, need of forgiveness, the only reason He died. Amen? I hope you're getting a hold of that, because, folks, This is the beginning of a life of peace, is accepting God's forgiveness.
Amen.
John tells us, 1 John tells us, he didn't just die for the sinners. He's the propitiation of our sins also. Which means, if you fail as a Christian, God's forgiveness is still available.
Amen.
Rightly approached God's forgiveness. And by rightly approached, I mean don't presume and do what you want to do because you think God will forgive you. But what I do mean is, if you have a failing, God will forgive.
Yes.
If you repent and ask Him. Amen?
Amen.
Psalms 103 and 10. He's not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. He remembers that we're just dust. Amen? You want peace? First step is allow yourself to experience the peace of forgiveness. Yeah, you done wrong. You messed up. But there's no way to fix it other than to bring it to God and give it to Him. You may be disappointed with yourself. Give it to God and move on. Amen?
Amen?
Learn from it if you need to. But put it in the past. Live forward. Go forward. Enjoy the freedom of forgiveness and living for God.
Amen?
Amen? I know when we preach holiness and preach living above sin, some people can get confused here. But I'm telling you, there's a freedom that comes in forgiveness. Set free.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Allow yourself to experience the peace of forgiveness. Now our peace with God is maintained by abiding in Him. Amen? It's obtained by forgiveness, but it's maintained by abiding. That means living in harmony with Him. Learning to talk to God every day. Learning to confide in Him. Learning to live in His presence. Amen? Learning to live the way He'd have us to live. Our clear conscience is maintained by a purposeful life of obedience and surrender to Him.
Yes.
When we come to Him, we come having forfeited our life in sin. Right? What we deserved was eternal death. We forfeited our life by sin. When we come to Him, and He gives us a new life, a freedom, and a new life, in reality, Paul tells us that life really belongs to God. Galatians 2:20 says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me.
Amen.
Paul says, I've been given life. It's mine, but it's really not mine. It belongs to Him. If you want to continue to live a life in peace after obtaining forgiveness, you continue to live a purposeful life of obedience and surrender to God. By surrender to God, I mean, not my will, but Thine be done, Lord.
Amen.
I'm living my life for You. You gave Your life for me. I'm living my life for You.
Yes.
Purpose to live a life that is pleasing to God in everything. John 14:23 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our abode with him. It's learning to live with God. And by that I mean, live with the consciousness of God. Wake up with the consciousness of God. Ask God to help you during that day. When you sit down and slow down for a meal, ask God to bless the food for the strength of your body. Thank Him for it. Thank Him for every good thing you receive in life. Ask Him for everything you need so that way you see everything you get comes from Him.
Amen?
Your health, your wisdom, your skills, everything is a gift from God. Amen? Learn to live with Him. Learn to enjoy the successes of life with Him. Learn to plead with Him in the dark places of life and the hard places of life. Amen?
Amen.
We can experience an abiding peace with God. As our text said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We can experience. Now, does that mean you never have a worry or concern? No, that's foolish. You're going to have concerns, you're going to have worries, you're going to have difficult spots in life, but there is an abiding peace that can stay with us through it all. Amen?
Yes.
The path to lasting peace is also through attitudes that tend to peace and not agitation. Right. Amen?
Yes.
Attitudes like long-suffering, mercy, forgiveness, back to the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22 says, fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You know what that means? Those who abide in Christ and He in them, the Spirit of God within them, produces these kind of fruits. These are the kind of attitudes we need to cultivate in our life. Amen? You can't harbor unforgiveness and anger and bitterness and think you're going to enjoy peace. You can't dwell on the wrongs done to you. You can't dwell on the difficult things of life. You can't dwell on past failures and expect to experience peace. It is cultivated by having these attitudes of love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Long-suffering means putting up for people. Gentleness, kindness, goodness, meekness, self-control. Amen? John 15:9 says, the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things I've spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and your joy might be full. He's saying, I've loved you. God loves you. Now do those things that show you love me. Amen?
Amen.
Obey. Do those things that we know are right to do. And then finally, peace is found by trusting and relying on God.
Yes, it is.
Isaiah 26:3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. God keeps us in peace as we continue to trust in Him. I know when you're young, sometimes you think there's a plateau out here where life all gets better and everything goes away. Well, I tell you, there is a plateau where things change. The worries, the things you're worried about now, you won't be worried about down the road a little bit. But it doesn't mean that life becomes without unknowns and uncertainties. As you progress through life, there is always a lot of unknowns and uncertainties and things that could happen in this life. And there ain't no way you can protect yourself against all of them. Now, wise planning is necessary. Do what you can do. Amen? But there's always a lot of unknowns.
Yes.
But we have a God who knows everything.
Amen.
He knows what's going on now. He knows how we got here. He knows what's going to happen in the future. And that same God loved us enough that He came, became one of us, and died so that we might experience forgiveness and come into a real relationship with Him. And He said, I'm going to take care of you. As a father takes care of his children, He said, I'm going to take care of you. Brother Sam pointed out, He's going to go ahead of us, make the crooked places straight, level out the hills, prepare the way. Amen?
Yes.
God knows all about your past. He knows all about your frustrations. He knows all about your worries. He knows all about the difficult things you've been in and are in now. But He also knows all about the difficult things you're going to be in the future, but He also knows about all the blessings He intends to bless your life with.
Amen.
Amen? He cares about every piece and part of you and every piece and part of your life. And His intent in calling you to salvation was to get you home safe to heaven to be with Him forever. That's the purpose of this whole world, is that God could gather to Himself those who would love and trust Him, gather to Himself to be in a perfect place with them for time without end. Amen?
Yes.
In a perfect place suited for us in our created bodies. We don't know what that is altogether, but I tell you what, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Our little life here is so short compared to existence that doesn't end. Amen? So Philippians tells us to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes understanding, so keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things.
Amen.
Amen. Another translation says, don't worry about anything, but in every situation, let God know what you need in prayers and requests while giving thanks. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus. Learn to take your worries and concerns to God and then trust Him as a faithful Heavenly Father. Amen? Now listen. If you can trust your entire eternity to Him, can't we trust this little short life here? Huh?
Right.
We're people who said we have had faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ for our salvation, for our hope of heaven. Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible, isn't it? Now, if God can do that, can we not trust Him with the fleeting temporary things of this life?
Amen.
Come on. Can't we? Yes, we can. The truth is, yes, we can.
Yes. Amen.
Learn to take your worries and concerns to God. And then coupled with this, learn to direct your thoughts to thoughts that promote good emotions. You can't directly control your emotions. You know that? You have emotions. I have emotions. They run up and down all over the place sometimes. On their own. Depending on what's going on, the stimuli that we give it. But here's the truth. You can work on directing your thoughts. When you find yourself getting mired in thoughts that cause discouragement, cause frustration, cause anger, cause bitterness, redirect those thoughts. The same passage that says the peace of God that goes beyond anything we can imagine will keep us also says, think on these things. Learn to direct your thoughts to thoughts that promote good emotions. What promotes good emotions? God loves them. I may not know nothing else about what's going on. I may not be able to put two and two together. I can't see what's going on, what God's plan is. This I know, God loves me. He's already proven that to me. He proved it in His death on the cross. He's proved that to me in my life. God loves me. He cares about me.
Yes.
He knows right where I'm at and what I'm going through. Amen? And like a father, you know how you feel about your kids, right? Those of you who have kids, you know how you feel about your kids. Like a father, He has compassion on us. He knows. Amen? Direct your thoughts to good thoughts. God's going to take care of me. God's already got this thing figured out. Amen?
Yes.
Learn to truly trust God with all your life. Every part of it. Amen? Like I said, if you can trust your eternity to Him, you can trust this life to Him as well, because this life is so much less meaningful than eternity. Peace is not something you snap your fingers and arrive at. There's a path to peace. That path begins with forgiveness. If you have not sought Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins, that's where you need to start.
Yes.
You're trying to help somebody? That's where they need to start. Seek Jesus Christ for forgiveness of their sins. But then, accept it. Accept it. Man, He paid the price. Throw that guilt off. Throw that weight off. Get up from underneath of it and live forward. Don't live in the past. Don't live under that weight of your mistakes. Don't live under the weight of your sins. Amen? Get rid of it. Move forward. Live forward. Amen? Learn to live with Him. For Him. But with Him. Learn to obey. Learn to discipline yourself. Learn to discipline your thought lives. Learn to trust Him with everything, explicitly. And by explicitly, I mean make it a habit to speak it out that you're trusting with Him. Repeatedly. When the results ain't what you think they ought to be, trust God anyhow. He's still in control. Our wisdom ain't in that. I tell you what. One thing, if you don't learn anything else, as you get older, you got to learn this. You ain't smart enough to handle life. Hey, that goes for everybody. You ain't got it figured out. Even if you have the power of God, you don't have it figured out.
Amen?
Amen? Because God is perfectly good. Perfectly loving. All wisdom belongs to Him. So what he's doing is perfectly right. In your life, that means you won't have suffering? No! That ain't this life, that's heaven. This life has suffering. This life has difficulties. This life has frustrations. But it doesn't mean God's abandoned you. It doesn't mean God ain't working for your behalf. God's trying to get you home to heaven, and everybody else he can too. And in the end, when we get there and see the incredible wisdom of God, we're going to be blown away by how incredibly wise God was in extending salvation to everyone he could, and how he worked through the circumstances of life that it would still be people's free choice, yet get them home to heaven. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. There's a river of peace. Get on the path to peace. Pursue it by walking down that path. You'll be surprised as you make progress down the path. It's peace that is beyond our imagination.
Amen.
Amen? As you live with God, I tell you what, you continue the path of accepting God's forgiveness, of living with Him, living in harmony with Him, living for Him, obeying, surrendering, trusting Him. You continue down that path. Peace is inevitable in your life. That is the path that takes you there, and you will get there. Amen?
Yes.
Not like that. But the path, you on that path, is just as sure you go out here, get on I-71 North. If you continue on I-71 North, sooner or later you're going to hit Cleveland. It's inevitable. Sooner or later you stay on that road going north, that's where you're going to end up.
Yes.
You get on the path to peace. It's inevitable. But what it leads to peace. And great peace. Amen. May God help you. I tell you what, my heart goes out. I want to see people enjoy the salvation God's given us in a greater way than most Christians are.
Amen.
There's joy. There's peace. There's confidence in living this life that most Christians are missing.
Amen.
But it's for us. Amen? Let's walk that path. Amen?
Amen.
Let's walk that path.
Oh, yes.
And see what God can do. I tell you what, the more of it you experience, you can't keep it inside wanting to help those around you experience the same thing. Amen? The more of it you experience in reality, you want to help somebody else. It's such a good thing. You want to help them get there too. May God bless you. As she stands, we close in a verse of song this morning. Brother Father, we thank you.